able to have independence, they continued to push other aspects of their ideology, which to me, the proof of what I had suspected all along was made manifest as the years then unfolded from 2014 onward. And for example, I mean, there were various bits of egregious legislation that bunch tried to bring forward. Notoriously, one of them was what was called the Named Persons Bill, whereby each minor under 16, maybe under 18, I forget now, but every child in Scotland was going to have a named person, which, believe it or believe it not, would have been a state-approved outsider to the family. Could have been a teacher. It could have been some other figure in their lives with whom the child would have been encouraged to form a relationship. You know, talking. You know, exchanging confidences. And the family, no child's family would have had the right to know the nature of those conversations. They wouldn't have been privy to any of it. It would all have been happening behind the parents, behind the family's backs. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court in Scotland before it was finally turned back. That bill was not able to be enacted. But it'll be sitting in a drawer somewhere. It'll be ready to, it's an oven ready thing, ready to go, you know, as and when. And if that isn't indicative of a determination to get between, to get this, to shoehorn the state in the most sly, underhand way to get someone in there between the child and its family, and I don't know what is. I don't see how that determination to interfere with the family could have been made more blatant.
They've done it in California.
And it's any administration that sees that as the way to go, I don't want to hear any more about that administration. I don't care about their fiscal policy. I don't care about their economics. I don't care about anything. If that's their mindset, then I would run 100 miles. I'd run 1,000 miles to get away from an administration like that. But that has been the policy that the government, the administration, I prefer. I don't like government. It's an administration that's supposed to administer the wishes of the electorate. I wish they would remember that, whoever they are. They don't govern, you know, the people govern themselves. But they get themselves so sidetracked by their determination to get in amongst us. And it's a mindset. It comes from a mindset that I want driven out of society.
Mm-hmm.
I want these people driven to the edges and beyond, not to be at the centre, suggesting and writing policy. I don't want these people anywhere near it. But then we see it, you know, manifesting more recently in the censorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the censorship is to me, it's not quite as insidious as the Named Persons Bill, but it's insidious. This determination to make sure that it seems to me that we're being nudged in the direction of nothing less than compelled speech. It's not even going to stop it. You can't say certain things. It feels that we're being nudged into a situation where you get handed a laminated card every morning, and these are the 10 things you have to say today. You know, not only are you limited to these things, but you have to say all of these things. You know, it's as if we're being put in a position where we all have to sort of stand in line and salute the leader and underline our support by saying certain things, never mind not saying certain things. I think it's worse than censorship. And of course, we see it everywhere. It's there and it's been there. The attempts are being made or have been made in Australia. They've been made in Canada. It's in the US. It's across Europe. There are various iterations of these determinations to control what people say, what people think. Look at these arrests in Germany. 170 people taken in dawn raids because they've spoken in some way about political figures that the state deems unacceptable, and these people are being, you know, faced jail terms up to 3 years for insulting politicians. If the people can't insult politicians, who the hell else is going to do the job?
Right. Comedians have made a long career of insulting politicians. It goes back to